I heard a story many years ago and it stuck with me, you know, as some stories do. And this story was an American guy, and he was talking about a house of a friend of his where he went to visit. And he said the room that he was given when he got there, he said you couldn't race a marble from one side of it to the other because the slope of the floor was so great that the marble would just run away from you. It wasn't long before he asked the man why the floors were so tipped down on one side. Obviously, there was some subsidence going on. The guy took him down to the cellar, and down in the cellar there were two huge jacks holding up the ceiling of the cellar and two steering wheel type things. And he said, I come down here once a month and I give these a turn and a half a month. And the fellow said to him, well, why don't you do it all at once? And he said, because it will break the house clean in two. And isn't that just the way that God deals with us? A turn and a half a month. He's not in a hurry to perfect us, because he knows that if he puts pressure on us, we'll break, and that would not achieve his purposes. So he gently goes about changing us over the years. It doesn't have to take so much time, though, if we will make our minds up that we will move faster when he asks things of us. There is a divine acceleration. We can move faster if we want to. And it really all depends how much you want at the end of the day, of him that is. 30, 60, 100-fold. And of course, the amount that you want of him will govern the yield that you produce yourself at the end of the day. 30, 60, 100-fold. But it's entirely up to you. No shame, no blame. God bless you.